A recent cartoon in the New Yorker magazine showed an official handing a document to an underling and saying, "Leak this against my wishes." You get the idea.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Some of the loudest complaints about violation of a secrecy code come from those not above leaking when it serves their interest. Take, for example, one of the more interesting recent leaks. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wrote a memo expressing his misgivings about progress in the war on terrorism. He raised the idea that maybe some new kind of agency was needed, perhaps something that could be organized as a private foundation. That memo must have been considered very sensitive. Its distribution was limited to 4 top officials. But somebody apparently thought it needed greater circulation, maybe to light a fire under the administration. And so somebody leaked the document to USA Today, the whole document with its call for bold moves in the anti-terrorism war. A subject of enormous contention, especially between the Pentagon and the CIA, has been the question of how much, if any, connection there has been between Iraq and the Al-Qaeda terrorists, part of the controversy over the justification for the invasion of Iraq. Well, Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith sent a highly classified memo to the Senate Intelligence Committee saying there were 50 items of intelligence pointing to an operational relationship between Iraq and the Al-Qaeda terrorists, a contention that the CIA did not share. The memo ended up in the hands of the conservative Weekly Standard, which generally supports the Feith position against the CIA position. And so the game goes on. Security secrets are leaked as part of internecine battles, and then everybody raises their hands in horror. Who was it who said once, "The ship of state is the only kind of ship that leaks mainly from the top"? This is Daniel Shore.